Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. You are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with host Mrs. Patricia Jordan. We are excited on today to have in the studio with us our blessed and anointed special guest, Mrs. Charlene Jenkins. As always, before we begin our show, let's bow our heads as our co-host comes with our opening prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we do come thanking you for one more day that you allow us to see, dear God. We thank you for our guests. We thank you for our host, dear God, that we continue to go on with facing your fears. Whatever fears that we are facing, dear God, we could face them with you, dear God. So we come to say thank you, dear God. Dear God, have your way, dear God, on this day. These blessings we thank you for and ask you for in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Listeners, remember, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts on our episode for today. Our topic for today is pregnant with possibilities. Yes, pregnant with possibilities. And as our special guest, Mrs. Jenkins, before she comes in the studio to share with you what she has prepared for us on today, I want to give you a little background on her. And she's going to give you a little further, whatever I miss, then she will share it with you. She is the Lady J motivational speaker, radio talk show, TV host, life spiritual coach, vocalist, and a survivor. She's partnered with WWF in radio, former host of Sister Circle Prayer 2 on Prayer 2 FM. She's the creator of the More and Me show, the founder of the Pamper Me Pink Sister Circle, the VP of 108 Organizing Support Services. She's with the WWF in radio and the Now Network, blessed and highly favored. Life spiritual coach on the Now TV network. She's the host and creator of What's Up Baltimore. She's certified life and spiritual coaching on goals and strategy. Good evening, Mrs. Jenkins.
Good evening. Good evening, Evangelist. How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
We
are
so
Thank
glad.
You.
Amen.
We are so
Amen.
Very happy to have you in the studio with us today. I'm telling you, we're excited about the topic, and I can't wait to get into it and find out what God has said, what God is saying to us today on the topic, pregnant with possibilities. But before you
Amen.
Begin in your study for today, I would like for you to share with our listeners something else about you, whether you are single, have children or whatever, or your siblings at this time. Please share that with us.
Yes, I do. I'm actually a pastor's daughter. My dad is 83 years old. He just retired, but, you know, pastors never stop preaching, so he's still traveling. So I am a singer, so sometimes I travel with him and sing. I have a son who just graduated from college in May, on May 9th. They did a virtual graduation because of COVID. So he has gotten his degree. He's 24 years old. And he's on his way back to college because he's going to be coaching for the basketball team that he played for, and he's going back for another degree. And I also am – I'm not married. I've been divorced now for about 10 years. And what else can I tell you? I am a person who has survived three strokes and a heart attack. And I just want to say that God has blessed me. And so that's why I love talking about whenever I have to give a talk or something, I'm always talking about helping people to understand our purpose and why we go through what we go through. So that's a little bit about me that I can share with you.
Well, we're so very glad to have you. We are my ears to hear what the Word of God is saying to you on today, and I pray that our listeners out there will open up their ears and hearts to receive our guests at this time. And remember, you too, listeners, can join in to this awesome conversation by pressing the number ones on your phone. If you care to have a question, a comment, I just want to just join in and share your experience in reference to our topic, Pregnant with Possibilities. For no further ado, I'm going to introduce to you our special guest for today, Mrs. Charlene Jenkins out of Baltimore, Maryland. All right, Mrs. Jenkins, you're in the studio.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for the invite. I'm always wanting to talk about God and what God can do for us in our lives and in our walk with Him. And so I'm really excited about being able to be on your show tonight. So thank you so much for the invite. One thing I failed to mention is the blessing that God has given me now. I'm actually partner at a radio station. And so that has been a huge blessing where we're able to really reach out to people and do quality shows that will really help and uplift people. So today I want to welcome everyone to my topic. And my topic, as I said, and you probably read during the week, is called Pregnant with Possibilities. And I want to share, before we even get started, I just wanted to share scripture with you. And this scripture in the Bible says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And I hope everyone can hear me. Please let us know if you can't, but I'm hoping that I'm speaking loud enough and you're able to hear me. Today I want to first start off by talking about, because some of you on the line probably know what that's like. I was not brave enough to do it more than one time, so I just have the one son. But childbirth is one of the most exciting events that I feel as though one could be a part of. And it can also be quite, quite painful, as we all know. And but I want to tell you that I applaud women who are able to go to the birthing room and deliver naturally with no medication. And on the other hand, you know, me, there's some women like me. I'm a little wimpy, so I opted out and I got the epidural. But I praise God for the epidural, because some of you may know what I'm talking about when we talk about those pains, those birthing pains. Because when the baby is ready to come, there's nothing that we can do but bear down and just get ready for the delivery. So today, as I go in and talk about Pregnant with Possibilities, I want to turn that into, I want us to put on our spiritual lenses so we can actually understand what I'm saying about being pregnant with possibilities. I always say that children are a gift from God, and to be able to conceive and carry and then deliver this gift, it just shows the awesomeness of our God. And some years ago, there was a woman, I want to share a story with you. There was a woman who conceived her first child. She and her husband, and many of you, if you know, when you find out you're pregnant, you're excited. And then the excitement just continues until that baby is born. But her and her husband were so excited, because she had been having problems getting pregnant. So when she found out that she had conceived this baby, they were just overjoyed. And, you know, they told everybody, they're looking forward to it, they were excited. And unfortunately, because of the times that they were living in, they were unable to find out if it was a girl, if it was a boy, because, you know, now we have gender reveals and we're able to look at our go to the hospital and be able to see if it's a boy or a girl. But back then, they didn't have that. This was before all this technology and new stuff came out. So they had to wait to see if it was a boy, to see if it was a girl. And the excitement just began to mount as they got closer and closer to the day of delivery. They could not wait to see their bundle of joy. So I can only imagine it when the ninth month finally came and the baby was ready to burst forth, that this couple had a ton of emotions just swirling in their head. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Who is it going to look like? Is it going to look like me? Is it going to look like you? Who is it going to act like? And I'm pretty sure they were just so happy and so elated that they were about to birth. And then one day, everyone, the time came for the birthing. And the mother had the baby, finally had the baby, and it was a baby girl. First baby, after years of trying, it was a baby girl, beautiful baby girl. And after a few days in the hospital, mom and dad, you know, they were finally told everything's good. You can go home. You can take your baby home. So they get home, and after a few days of being at home, they started noticing that something just wasn't right with the baby, because every time they would feed the baby would regurgitate. And every time they thought that, you know, let's just give her a little bit, maybe this will help, maybe this will work, she was still having problems. And so they, again, stay with me, there was no technology back then, because you all may be asking, well, why didn't they pick that up at the hospital? Well, technology, we're talking over 50 years ago, so technology wasn't like it is today. And so they continued to feed her, and then they realized, you know, something is really, really wrong, because after a day or two, the baby started getting a fever, and the fever began to spike. And before they could even get to the hospital, the baby started choking. And the parents realized that if they didn't get to the emergency room quickly, they could possibly lose their brand new baby. So by the time they got to the hospital, the ambulance got them to the hospital, the baby has now turned blue and has an extremely high fever. And I want to tell you that I cannot even imagine how they must have felt. You know, when I think about my son, I can't imagine how they must have felt. And the story that they share with me is that the doctors, when they saw the baby, they immediately grabbed the baby and put the baby in a bed of ice, because that was the only way that they could bring that fever down. And after further examination, the doctors went to the parents and said, listen, your baby's trachea is closed, and we're going to have to do emergency surgery. Now, this baby is not even a week old, and they're being told that the baby has a high fever, and we're going to have to take your baby away, and we're going to have to do surgery, and we don't know if your baby is going to make it. And so they take the baby, they do the surgery on the baby, and for those of you who don't know what the trachea is, the trachea is a large membrane tube, and it's reinforced by rings of cartilage. And it goes down in your larynx to the bronchial tubes, and that conveys air to and from your lungs. So in other words, it's your windpipe, and it was closed. The baby's windpipe was closed. But thank God that he had given this baby to parents who knew how to pray. So not only did the parents begin to pray, they began to call family members. They began to call church members. And they all descended upon the hospital, and they started to pray. And I'm sure everybody in the hospital was looking at them trying to figure out what's going on. But this family prayed and prayed until the surgery was over. And I'm pretty sure they were calling on the name of the Lord on behalf of this precious life that God had given to the parents. And so when the surgery was over, the doctors came back, into the waiting area, and they told the parents everything went well. But, and what I say to people is, Satan always wants to put a but where God has already said it's going to go forth. But Satan always has to put that but in there. And God is saying, you know, it's going to be done. He wants us to trust him. It's going to be done. So Satan, so the doctors are telling the parents, the surgery went really well, but your daughter is so young, and she had to go through so much anesthesia, so much medication, that her teeth will probably be affected. And if she gets teeth, her teeth will probably be yellow and not very strong. And then you need to understand that she will probably have a problem with her speech. And not only that, because she's endured so much medication and so much anesthesia, you have to understand that it's going to affect her growth and development. In other words, your child may be challenged. Your child may be, back day, retarded. We say challenged today. So your child may be retarded. And as I'm hearing the story, I'm thinking, wow, this is their first child. And all of a sudden, the happiness that they had for the 9 months, the happiness that they had going to the hospital, the happiness that they had of the baby being delivered and taking the baby home, had turned into them just being overwhelmed, like somebody had just punched them. And so they kept the baby in the hospital for a little while, and then the doctors finally said to the parents, your baby is well enough to go home. And I wanna stop and just say that even when they were told all of those negative things that I just mentioned to you, they were still praying. They never stopped praying. They heard the doctor, but they also knew a God who could heal and who could deliver. So they continued to pray. Everybody continued to pray. And they walked out of there knowing that they may have a child who may develop problems, I should say, but they also knew a God who is a physician and a master healer, who could dispel anything that they had heard from the doctors. So I'm going to take a break for a minute. I'm going to let Evangelist come in and say something, and then I'll come back to you all.
God bless you. There you have it. Listeners, God bless you. Topic, pregnant with possibilities. And I'm going to tell you, listeners out there, I was turned in 99 different ways with this, balancing what God would want me to say in reference to this. And there's so many things that we can talk about. She gave a beautiful, beautiful testimony of a lady she knew, a couple she knew was battling with wanting to have children. And then when she finally got pregnant, the aftermath of all of the what they had to go through for this child to get out of the turmoil and the tragic of having to have your child being operated on and not knowing the possibilities of what could happen. The doctors are saying this, but through it all, they had faith in God, knowing that if God, the doctors cannot do what God can do. God can do anything but fail. So, pregnant with a possibility, Mrs. Jenkins, God brought me, and it all going to tie up together, okay? I'm pretty sure the co-hosts have something to say on this subject as well. But we're going to look at it from a biblical point of view, because she did read the verse of Jeremiah, that God knew him and already had his plans already unfold for him before he came out of his mother's womb. As a matter of fact, knew him and had appointed him and called him before he even formed him out of his father's body, before it even entered into the mother's womb. He had plans for Jeremiah. Jeremiah was born to be a prophet, and And sometimes we don't understand what God has for us. But we're going to talk a little bit about bringing it, what we have on the inside of us, to be born. Just like the couple waited for their baby to be born. They didn't know whether it was going to be a boy or a girl. God brought me there too, Mrs. Jenkins, today, saying that, realizing that years ago they had to wait to find out what was the gender of the baby. But technology now, as faith has it, they can tell now. Before they had to wait at least until the baby was like, what, maybe 7 months or something like that, ultrasound. But now they got a way of telling it through, I think, doing chemicals, and scientists have come up another way. You don't have to be that much far in your pregnancy for them to know whether it's a boy or a girl. But what I want to bring to the listeners on today is that pregnancy you are pregnant with today, that God has impregnated us with. And what I want to talk about is that being born. Because I read Ms. Jenkins, where you said that a lot of people are uncomfortable because they have not, what on the inside of them has not yet been delivered, what God wants for us to do, or the plans that God has already laid out, because he knows the plans for us in our lives, just as he did Jeremiah. And looking back on a whole lot of studies that I had, I did some studying on today and yesterday, and I didn't know exactly where she was going to be coming from, but I can only give you what God has given me to give to you. So we want to bring to life. We want to born that pregnancy that's on the inside of us. That means that what God has implanted in us for us to do, we want to deliver it. And what we want to do is talk about also Mrs. Jenkins on today and Mrs. Jordan on today. How do we actually know the plans God has for us? Now, I know when I was pregnant, before I got pregnant, I wanted me a little girl so bad. I didn't care where it came from. All I know, I tried to get pregnant, and that worked for years and years and years. So I went on and I adopted me a beautiful, beautiful baby girl. And you know, they're talking about Jerry curl. She was born with a Jerry curl. But 3 years later, God blessed me to be pregnant with my own biological daughter. Now, just 3 years later, but through it all, I never gave up and thought that it was impossible. Because with God, all things are possible. So pregnant with possibilities, when a mother is carrying her child, there's all kinds of possibilities that run through. I know it ran through my mind, and I know someone out there can attest to what my baby, first thing that I concentrated on, and all mothers concentrate on, is a healthy baby. That's what the expectations and the possibility. We want to have a healthy baby. Now, we also are thinking that, Lord, my baby, you want your child, once it's coming to the world, to be all that it could be. That's the possibilities that God has made available for all of us in our lives. Once we're from our mother's womb, He's already knows the plan that he has for us. It's already outlined. It's already planted in us. All we got to do is bring it to birth, to let it be born. What are you saying, Chapman? What I'm saying is that, like Nicodemus, when he went to God and God and him had a conversation about being born again. And Nicodemus said, you mean as old as I am, I have to go back through my mother's womb And as old as I am, no. He was looking at it from the natural standpoint. But the spiritual part of what I'm talking about is being born again through the Holy Spirit. That's when we'll be able to connect with God and we can see all the plans that God has already unfolded in our lives. So what we want to do is find out what purpose that God has, what God has for us in our life. What has he given us? What we need to deliver? What birth inside of us we need to deliver? And I'm not talking about a boy and a girl now. I'm talking about a spiritual born again a person, and that person I'm talking about is you or me, to be born again with the Spirit of God. Now, I had some scriptures related to that, but my guest, she was speaking on something, and I want to yield here and hear what the co-host has to say. And then Mrs. Jenkins, when she finished, see what God's going to give us to bring it all and put it all into one and see what why God gave you this beautiful, anointed topic, pregnant with possibilities. So I'm going to yield now and bring in our co-host. And after the co-host, then we're going to bring our guest back in. And then we're going to see how what I said, what she's saying, and what the co-host is saying, where God wants us to go with this topic, pregnant with possibilities, co-host.
Good evening, Ms. Jenkins. The testimony that you had given, even though they knew that the child had physical disabilities, but you know the word of God tells us, pray without ceasing. And they were looking at the conditions and what the doctors was telling them. But they still had faith that their daughter would be okay. We never know what we carrying inside of us, healthy or otherwise. But when the child was born, the child had physical problems. But thank God that she had praying parents, praying people around her, so the couple was able to keep their faith up and trust in God. When we are talking about children born with possibilities, now when President Obama was born, I'm pretty sure his mother did not know that he would become the president of the United States, but yet she had him, but God already knew the plans he had for President Obama, same way he knew the plans that he had for Jeremiah. And before we even conceive, even when our earthly father is carrying a seed in his body, before it even entered the mother's womb, God already know what we're going to become. Even today, he know Evangelist was going to have a radio show. He knew that even when her mother carried her into her womb and she was delivered. And in some cases, we may carry a child, but sometimes may not go full term. Sometimes we may miscarriage, but nobody go beyond 10 months of carrying a baby. But when that baby, 9 months, when that baby is born, we do the best that we can. We love and care for the baby. But as the baby grow, God will develop that child into what he want that child to become. Many women may have a child, and they may give it up for adoption. Like Jimmy Graham, he's a football player, but his mother had him, but she gave him up for adoption. She didn't know what she was carrying inside of him. And when God had blessed us to carry a child and deliver a child, deliver that child, because God have a plan for that child. even a spiritual plane. He had a purpose. Look at Dr. Martin Luther King. His mother didn't know what she was carrying, but yet when he was born, he became a minister, a civil rights leader, and so many other things. So as when we carry children, our job as mothers is to love and care for that child and hope and pray that while we are carrying that child, that be a healthy child. And even if it's not a healthy child, we're going to continue to love that child because God have a purpose for that child. He has a purpose for that child. So that was a beautiful testimony that this was a praying family. They continue to pray regardless of what the doctors say. The doctors is not always right. They are not the physician that Jesus is. And Jesus could take a sickness and turn it around. So the beautiful testimony, I want to thank you so much. That will let others, mothers know, regardless of what's going on in life, you have possibilities. The child has possibilities. So our job is just to look forward when we become pregnant with a child and deliver that child. Because God have a plan and a purpose for that child.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Amen. Now, we're going to yield here and let our guest come back in and let her emphasize on what we both have said. But I was going to come back to abortions and many reasons and will not know what they have or what God has given them through the beautiful anointing and the beautiful blessings of bringing a baby into the world. So I'm going to yield here and let our guest come back and let her emphasize on what has been said thus far.
Amen. So you all just ran away with my whole, the rest of my topic, but I just want to say amen to it because we all on the same page. And we basically saying the same thing about this is not so much about being physically pregnant, but this is about being spiritually pregnant. You know, what has God put inside of us that he wants us to bring forth? What has God put inside of the children that he's given to us, that he's entrusted to us to raise? What has he put inside of them? And for them to go forth, and a lot of parents in my teaching when I go out, especially to younger women, I'm always stressing that because some people don't understand the gifts that they've been given with these children. And someone mentioned about Barack Obama. I'm pretty sure his mother didn't know at the time that she had conceived greatness. And this man became the president of the United States. And so a lot of times, you know, God blesses us, and he allows us, all of our children are great. But then there are some children that he has put his stamp on, that he has chosen to go out and be great and be world changers. So thank you so much for your words. I left off talking about the baby going home, just allowing the baby to go home. And so, again, like I said, and you all had mentioned, the parents never stop praying. And that's the one thing, when you have a relationship with God, you hear what people say, you hear what the doctors say, but you also know who you serve. And you understand that God, in all things, that God has the final say. So they took the baby home, and as time went on, as the baby began to grow, they witnessed something. And what they witnessed was that their daughter's teeth started to come in. And the teeth came in normal. Because remember I said earlier her teeth were told would be messed up and her speech and developmentally delayed. And they noticed that their daughter was walking and she was talking. And she was doing everything that the other children was doing. She was eating. And I failed to mention earlier that they had also told them they wasn't sure how it would work out because they sent her home without the trachea. They closed the trachea, but they didn't know if she would ever have to come back, or they would have to open it again, and she would have to actually have a permanent that tube in her throat to speak through. So, but they watched their daughter begin to do normal activities, just like the other children that she was playing with and the other children in the family. And they went on to have three more daughters. But this particular daughter, who they had been told would be developmentally delayed, able to go on and get her education, not just in high school. She didn't go to a special school. She went to the regular school like everybody else. She went to college. She had a family. And they watched their daughter grow into her own womanhood. And the beauty
Praise
of the story
God.
Was that God allowed her parents to live and see the
Praise
promise
God.
And the purpose that he had placed
Praise
on
God.
Their daughter's life. And so some of you could be listening to me right now and wrestling with your own pain, and you might feel the call of God that's upon your life. You might feel that tug on your heart. You feel like your belly is about to burst forth, but you have fear that's gripping you. The enemy is throwing distractions at you. The enemy is telling you that you're not equipped for the call. But the word of God, if you go to the word of God
go
is
ahead.
Fear not, for I am with you. Be not
yes,
dismayed,
Lord.
For I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And you can find that scripture. That's not coming from me. You can find that scripture in Isaiah 41:10. God is basically saying, don't worry. I got you. I got you. And he's telling us so simply and so beautifully in that scripture. And then if you go on and look at Jeremiah 29:11, he says to us, I know the plans I have for you. My plans are to, declares the Lord, my plans are not to harm you. My plans are to give you a future and a hope.
Yes, Lord.
Because God already knows the plan. He already knew the plans. I'm sorry. He already
yes,
knew
he
the
does.
Plans that he had for that young lady. He already knew, and somebody had said this earlier, that God, he knew what we were going to become before we were conceived in the belly. So
yes,
God
Lord.
Knew before this mother conceived this daughter, he knew what she was going to become. And the devil, the enemy, was trying to come along and strangle the life out of this baby. And he thought he was slick, but he forgot one thing.
Yes,
because
Lord,
the
yes.
word of God, the word of God said, the Lord is faithful, and he will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And that's in 2 Thessalonians 3:3. And then the word goes on to say that he who calls you is faithful, and he will surely do it. So even though the enemy was trying to come in and steal this baby's life at home on the way to the hospital, getting there to the hospital and the doctors taking her from the parents prayed because they knew
Praise
that they
God.
Serve a faithful and a mighty God. And that scripture says, he who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. God, you know, is fully aware of everything that we're struggling with. He's aware of everything that we're fighting
yes, he
against.
Is.
He's aware of all of the strongholds that are placed upon us. But his word says, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So we can't give up in the journey, and we have to understand that when God puts that purpose inside of us, we can't run from it. That's not something that we can run from. So God is saying, listen, I want you to get ready to go because I am ready to do a mighty work through you. And all he's asking that we do is just trust him. No, he's not going to lay out all of the plans. He's asking us to trust him.
Just trust.
And you might feel like, you know, where he's taking you is totally out of your comfort zone. You know, I felt like that. I'm like, Lord, why are you taking me here? That's not me. That's not something that I would do. But when you read Isaiah 43:19, he says, I am about to do something now. And see, I have already begun to do, he said, see, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. So when I read that and I start asking God, why are you sending me here? Because this is out of my comfort zone. He's telling me in the scripture, I have already begun to make a way for you. I've already worked it out for you. I've already created a way for you to go forth and make this thing happen. And he's telling us, as he's speaking to me today, to tell you that it's time for you to give birth. Your belly, and some of you may feel it, and you don't even understand what it is, but your belly is about to burst forth. And God's saying it's time for you to move because you are filled with possibilities that need to be shared and poured out upon
Praise
this
God.
Nation. So God admonishes his people and in his word, and we all know the scripture, Mark 16:15, he says, go ye into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. He doesn't want us sitting around, you know, crying and feeling sad and complaining. We got to stop wrestling with God. We have to pick up the mantle and we have to go forth. And we have to understand that God is not going to send us anywhere that he cannot take us. He won't send
all
us
right
anywhere
now, or
on the battlefield ill-equipped. He's not going to do that. When you rise forth and walk in your calling, God sends a host of angels to walk beside you, and they're all around you. And you're going to receive power, as it says in Acts 1:8. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, God says, you will be witnesses in all the earth. So everybody, God is saying, listen, go out and make disciples of all the nations. He says, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Isaiah 43:1 says, don't be afraid. One says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, and you are mine. And let me just go back and put a pin on that one, because we all know what a summons is. When you get a summons to go for jury duty, you get a summons because you got a ticket. And we know what happens when we don't comply with that summons. We know what happens. So God, in this scripture, and a lot of people go past it real quick, he says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you. This is what he says in Isaiah 43:1. He says, I have summoned you by name, and you are mine. So when you are pregnant with these possibilities, you can't run, because he said, I've summoned you by name, and then you belong to me. And so we have to understand that God is calling us, and we have to get ourselves in a position where we are ready to break free, and we're ready to walk in our purpose. Because I have to ask everybody, what else does he need to do to get your attention, to cause you to submit to him and walk in your purpose? You got to ask yourself some questions. Is it something that you need to let go of? Is it a person that you need to dismiss from your life? Have the pressures of life weighed you down to the point that you're in such despair that you can't hear what he's saying? We have to be honest with ourselves. I've been there. We got to be honest with ourselves and ask those hard questions about why are we holding back on the birthing process? Why are we not allowing God to push us into our purpose and our possibility?
Yes, Lord.
And so, me personally, I had to one day give God a try, because things were really bad in my life, and I couldn't imagine that it could get any worse. So I fell on my knees, I cried out to the Lord, and I let him know, Lord, I surrender. I can't run anymore. And I have to tell you, everyone, that when I did that, I felt the presence of the Lord in the world.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And I felt like he was actually holding me in his arms. And I felt a spirit of peace and hope. And I knew right then at that moment, that God was in the room with me. And so many of you might be struggling, but Jesus is saying to you, and again, it's in his word. It's not coming from Charlene. It's in his word. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you're going to find rest unto your souls. And that's in Matthew 11:28. So he's waiting for you. He's knocking at the door of your heart. And he's saying to you, I need you to decide, because he's given us the freedom of choice. I need you to decide if you're going to open the door and let me in. And so I'm going to stop here, and hopefully I'll get a chance to come back and just tell you something, give you an update on this little girl that I was telling you about. And I'm going to turn it over to the evangelist right now.
Bless you, God bless you. Listeners, you're still tuned in to Faith in Your Fears Radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. We're getting late in the show, and I'm still looking for any callers that has any questions, comments. I just want to share your thoughts on today's subject. I want to call in and give some encouraging words to our special guest on the day, to our co-host on the day. Feel free to press that number one on your phone, and at that time, I will open it up for you to come into the studio with us. All right. Now, there you have it, listeners. But I want to just share some questions in reference to our topic on today. And it's you're probably asked this question many times. Someone has asked you these questions many times that we all want to know the answer to. It may be in regards to a job or a relationship, or whether to attend a party or an event. Nothing is too big or too small for God. God can do anything but fail, as I said earlier. But how can he handle deeper questions? Like, can we handle these questions? Like, what will my life be like in 10 years? Speaking on that, in reference to what our special guest said today, that in order to get that, what God has given us to bring it to life, to let it be born, not let it stay in the womb, but bring it out so it can be born and be able to exercise and be able to go forth with what God has on the inside of each of us. If you've never been married, or if you were married, or you're single, so many times our young people get in their minds that I'm caught up with the pregnancy that I don't want. And I was saying earlier when I was talking on this subject about how they make mistakes by getting abortions, not knowing that they could be carrying someone that can become very famous in life. And what they do is they say, well, I don't want another child. I don't know why I'm having another child. I got to do away with this child. But we have to stop and realize that what God give us is for a purpose. Now, there you go, and you get rid of what God, a gift, a precious gift that God has given you. You don't know what it is or what it would be or what it could be, because you've already destroyed it. So many mothers are still battling now with finance issues, trying to fit life in with on a low income, or economic problems, or all type of issues. When years ago they might have had a child on the inside of them, but they decided to have an abortion. That child could have been the answer for you today. That child could have been the God-given gift that he implanted in you that you did not bring to life. So we should think of these things and think on these things. Another thing I want to talk about, the word in John 17, where Jesus high priested prayer in John 17, there's a great starting point. just hours before you go to bed or before you go to work or whatever, tune in to God and begin to connect with God. And one of those prayers is, Father, I desire that thou also whom you give me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundations of the world, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. This is Jesus praying just before he went to the cross. He prayed for us, the children that are in the world today. He's praying that God may take care of us, have compassion on us. Let us experience the same thing he did when he was here on earth, and how his heavenly Father in heaven took care of him. Now I'm coming back to you, but I want you to take care of them the same way. Give them the same opportunities and let them have the same spiritual outlook on what you gave me when you was walking and talking with me when I was there on earth with them. That's him in John 17, verses 24 through 26. The Lord wants us to be with him. He wants our time, our attention, and our affections. Why? Because he's worthy. And because giving him these things also benefit us. Talking about that gift that's on the inside of us now, we must connect with God. When we connect with God, we can be able to see these things that God has ahead of us. God has already worked out our life and what we should be, who we should be, and what his expectations of us. What do he want us to do to carry out that birth that he has brought to life on the inside of us? This baby, that little girl that our special guest is speaking of on today, through all that she went through, and she said she's going to want to come back, and I'm going to give her enough time to come back and finish, give us a closing on that, because she asked for a closing on it, because I don't see anyone that wants to say anything. So that gives her enough time to come back in and bring a closure to what she was saying. But with what the co-host was saying and what our guest was saying and what I'm saying is all in being born, not just a baby being born from the womb. Once the baby comes here into the world, it's our responsibility to teach them the ways of God, to teach them how to walk in a righteous path so God can use them for the purpose that they're coming into the world for the plans that he has for them. Not our plans for our children. Our plans don't fail, but for the plans that God has for us, for the ones who've been born, that's still babies, young ladies, and old women, old men and women, God still has something for us in life until he takes us away from here. So that's what I was thinking that our guest on today was going to talk about. About it's time to deliver it now. It's time for it to be born. It can't be born if you leave it closed up on the inside of you. It can't be born. So bring it out. Seek God's face. Ask God and be prayerful. And tune into what God is telling us. And for what God has for me, for my co-host, for my guest on today, what God has, even for my listeners out there, what God has for you is for you. God is a big God. There's enough of God that you can go to God and believe me, you will not bump heads with other people. If you seek what God has given you, not what God has given somebody else, that's what he gave that person. Follow the instructions and follow the guidelines in life what God has awaiting for you. And you would be surprised of who you are, what you can do, and that beautiful young man and young lady that was once a baby and have developed into a fine young man, young lady, a woman or a man, or an old woman or an old man. Because God is still working on us every day of our lives. He got things already prepared for us to do. And his expectations of us is to carry it out. I'm going to stop now, and I'm going to bring it over, give it back to my co-host. I mean, to my guest. It's very, very late in the show, 5:25. But what I want to say to you, Miss Jenkins, if we cannot finish all of this today, you're welcome to come back and do part two of this. Because if there's something else you wanted to say and didn't have time to get it all, if we have, and the show ends for a 5:30 our time, which is 6:30 your time, you are welcome to come back and do part two of Pregnant with Possibilities. Because I know there's a lot more you want to share with the listeners and a lot more that God has given you in reference to this this topic. So I'm going to yield here and let you come back for the few minutes that we have left in the show. But be mindful that we do have to close out with our closing prayer. And I do want you to be able to have some time to give the listeners some information on how they can connect with you after the show, okay?
All right. Well, I just wanted to say
back
real quick to everybody, I just wanted to and to the evangelist, I wanted to say thank you for allowing me to come on. And I wanted to just close out because when I first started talking, I began talking about a little girl who came into the world fighting for her life. And I want to say to you that she was fighting because God knew who she was going to become. And God knew that he was going to use her to speak to the masses and tell of his goodness. And as I said, even her parents didn't know who they had given birth to. But I just want to leave you with this and just tell you that the little girl that I was talking about was myself.
Praise God.
That
my Lord.
Parents, God had filled my belly with a purpose while I was inside of my mother's womb. And my parents didn't even know. But God knew, as the scripture says, who I would become and who I would be even before I was placed in my mother's womb. And he knew that he had given me to praying parents.
Praise God.
He knew that I was going to have struggles in my life. And I've had enormous struggles in my life where I should not be here. And I started off by telling you I've had 3 strokes. I've had a heart attack. And still I'm here. Still I'm able to walk and talk and do everything like everybody else. And so it took me as an adult to understand the purpose and the gift that God had given to me. And that's why I'm so passionate when I'm talking to people about the purpose and the plan that God has on your life. We're here for a reason. We're not just here to exist. We are here for a reason. And so I thank God because he has allowed my parents who prayed for me in 1963, he has allowed my parents who are now 81 and 83 years old to see the gift, to see the promise, to allow my mother to see what she was carrying and to understand this is why the enemy was trying to take my child away from me, because they have been able to watch me grow and they have been able to watch me speak to the masses. They have been able to watch me do ministry. They have watched my faithfulness and my sickness. And so I have always give praise and honor to God. And I share the story, not as just talking about my life, but I share it because I want people to understand just how hard the devil will go at trying to take your life, because he knows that you have a purpose, and he knows that God has placed you on this earth for a reason. And so I just want to say what a mighty God we serve, and I hope that you take all of the words that I've spoken to you when this call is over, that you fall on your knees and that you cry out to the Lord and you let him know that wherever he leads you, you're going to follow. whatever his will is for your life, you're going to take it on and you're going to allow this birthing process to begin, because I promise you, just like myself, you were pregnant with so many possibilities. You may not understand it. As I said, he may take you to places that you fit, you're wondering, why is he sending you there? Because he's giving you a purpose to go and reach people that nobody else can reach. And so we have to get into his word and really understand and spend time with him, understand who he is, and ask him tonight, Lord, what is my purpose and what is your plan for my life? And I am ready to give birth because I understand that I am pregnant with possibility. So thank you so much, everybody, for allowing me to come on. And thank you to the evangelists. And I just pray that you all be blessed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. So let me ask you this. I do want to know more about your story and where you, from the time you were born and all of, we didn't know that the young lady you was talking about, the baby you was talking about was yourself. But I want you to give me a call after the show, and let's see if we can get you back in here and do part two of this, where you can actually share some more with our listeners on about your story, because I want to know more about it, because it brings me back to what happened to me and where I'm at, where I was then and where I'm at today. And listeners, I will be on her show in Baltimore, scheduled for Tuesday, and she have an opportunity to hear my testimony and why God still have me here, because I should have been dead and gone too. But through it all, God still has a purpose for us. We're at the end of the show at this time, and we're not going to prolong it any longer. I just want to thank God for another opportunity to come on Facing the Fears Radio talk show, that we may encourage someone, inspire someone, and lift someone up and let them know that them, if they are having issues in life with anything that they're having, there's a purpose for it. If you keep the faith and hold on and don't let go and don't try to work it out for yourself, but turn it over to the Lord, and he will work it out. Father God, we thank you for this great opportunity. Oh, Father God, as we leave the studio on today, Father God, we ask that you continue, Father God, to throw your loving arms of protection all around us, Father God. Oh, Father God, protect us, Father God, from the coronavirus, Father God. Oh, Father God, remember those that are afflicted right now with it, Father God. Oh, Father God, for those that are on the ventilators, Father God, we pray that they come off of the ventilators, Father God. We pray for our nation for peace right now, Father God. We pray that, Father God, that everybody would understand and realize there's a time and a season for everything.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
A child has to be born. No, Father God, looking at the tragedy that happened to Mr. Floyd, Father God, that was a purpose right there, that he came into this world.
Yes, it was.
And who knows the outcome of it. When it's all over with, there were blacks and white holding hands. There were blacks and white protesting together. But one thing I do know, God is not the author of no confusion. And violence is not the way to get it done. So we got to pray next, God, let us do it his way. Say yes to his will, yes to his way. He's going to give us an outlook on how to go out here. And when his time comes, that things will be changing. We'll be in God's timing, not in our timing. And listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in on today. And shortly, I'm way over the time to get off of the air, but I do not want to leave the air without letting Ms. Jenkins give you some information on how you can contact her through a Facebook page or a radio talk show there in Baltimore, phone number where they can contact you, Mrs. Jordan.
Yeah, my real quickly, my phone number is 443-741-6492. I'm on all social media pages, but if you're on Facebook, I'm under Charlene Jenkins. And if you go on the Charlene Jenkins page, you'll be able to see everything that I'm doing. Also, my radio station is WWFN. It's an online radio station. And, you again, if you go on my Facebook page, you'll be able to get all of that information from there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And always listen.
You
can contact Facing Your Fears from our radio Facebook page, Facing Your Fears. Also, the page of What Faith Can Do, also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook on my personal page. Also, you can contact me if you care to be a guest on Facing Your Fears, norma_chapman@yahoo.com. That's norma_chapman @yahoo.com. Also, our co-host also has a Facebook page, and she can be contacted, and you can learn more about her on Facebook under Patricia Jordan. God bless all of you. God keep you thanking my special guest once more and again
thank
for appearing
you.
On Facebook Things Radio Talk Show.
Amen.
We are so delighted to have you, and feel free to come back and share more and more with us. I do want to bring you back with part two of Pregnant with Possibilities. God bless all of you, and God keep you. That's the end of the show for today.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.